Mr. Chairman, I have the honor to deliver this intervention on behalf of the Africa Group. Let me first thank Mr. Zan for his introductory remarks, and also to extend my thanks to our panelists for their insight and very informative presentations. The African Group emphasized the importance of science, technology, and innovation in building productive capacity, promoting growth, moving towards inclusiveness, and generally making progress towards development. Science, technology, and innovation are indispensable in order to achieve our common ambitions of ensuring prosperity, social inclusion, and environment sustainability. The African Group calls for stronger efforts at all levels to strengthen the capacity of developing countries to design and implement SDI policies for inclusive sustainable development, and underline the importance of role of adoption of useful technologies through effective technology transfer and absorption and diffusion of the development developed countries. SDI capacity remains weak in Africa, and I think we can realize that from the presentations we hear from those who are coming from Africa. And in order for African countries are taking actions also to build this SDI capacities in support of development, the group would like also to highlight the crucial need for an enabling and supportive international environment for technological development in African countries, and also we call for international support for the efforts of the African countries in the sub-region or national or in the continental level. The group notes the appreciation and ICTAD commitment to support African countries in this area, including the supporting in better SDI policy making through the programs such as the Science, Technology, Innovation Policy Reviews. The group encourages the Secretariat to engage with development partners to mobilize resources needed in order to implement the pending requests from African countries. Turning to the topics on this on the SDI on this commission, the African group believes that the discussion of the role of entrepreneurs in the development and deployment of innovation can be very useful for African countries, although the group notes with satisfaction that number of cases from Africa being presented in this commission, and the African enterprises face considerable deficiencies, as we hear from the representative from the panelists. The group would like also to learn from other experiences on other regions, and also there is a shed light from the other regions, Latin America and Asia. The group wishes that the discussion at this session will be will provide some insight that can help the concerned stakeholders in the region, which is active in science, technology, and innovation policies, and this hopefully will address the question of our colleague or the argument from the representative from Ethiopia on the horse or dead horse theory. The group stresses the importance of the continuous engagement in dialogue and share of experience within ANICTAD and the role of the SDI development in building productive capacities, strengthening enterprises, enabling economic diversification and structural change through increase the industrialization. And also here I would like to recognize what has been said by one of our panelists that the African Development is conducting a study in how to for Africa to benefit from the force in the Australian revolution. I think those, among other areas, is of high priority for Africa, which also include overcoming the potential for continued food crisis, ongoing severe energy insecurity, and addressing the effect of climate change on the region, on the agricultural particularly. And ANICTAC support will be needed for the region to be in a position to reach the ambitious SDG agenda implementation. And in this respect, we would like to thank ANICTAC for its long-standing support for African countries in building SDI capacities and encourage development partners also to provide the necessary resource for ANICTAC to continue the implementation of its capacity building programs in the SDI and ICT. The African group also welcome ANICTAC Rapid E-Trade Readiness Assessment, which have shown a strong focus on LDCs, many of which are in Africa, given that, as ANICTAC analysis has highlighted often, the digital and e-commerce divides are most evident in Africa, and especially in LDCs. So it is important to identify and address the factors that influence the capacity of African countries to benefit from the e-commerce and the digital economy. The group hopes that the upcoming African E-Commerce Week in Nairobi will enable us not only to develop particular ideas about how to tackle these problems, but also to build a new partnership to turn those ideas into realities. And I hope I will see most of our panelists, especially from Africa, in the e-commerce, which will be starting next week. Thank you very much.